WMFO in Medford Stereo.
Hi, this is Not Belinda with the post-initial radio obituary for Tony Lewis. He was an English singer-songwriter, musician, and lead singer and bassist for the pop rock band The Outfield, best known for their hit single, Your Love. At age 9, Lewis first heard the Beatles and was immediately hooked by the British rock band. Later, he became a fan of T-Rex, David Bowie, the Rolling Stones, and other glam rock bands from the 1970s. In the early 70s, he teamed up with drummer Alan Jackman and guitarist John Spinks and formed a rock band they called Serious B. But in the mid-1970s, the punk rock scene was exploding in London, and the progressive music of Serious B was no longer in demand, and they disbanded. The band reunited in the early 80s with a more power pop sound and called themselves the Baseball Boys. They toured around the UK and gained a reputation for playing American-sounding music. They caught a break when they signed with an American management company. The new manager suggested a name change to The Outfield and helped them sign a record deal. The Outfield released their first album in 1985, Play Deep. Play Deep became a multi-platinum selling album and reached the top 10 in the U.S. Billboard Top 200 chart. The single, Your Love, made it to number 6 in the Billboard Top 100 chart. The Outfield toured extensively, and the band released their second album, Bangin', in 1987, and the third album, Voices of Babylon, in 1989. Throughout the late 1980s, the band continued to tour throughout the United States. Tony Lewis recently passed away at age 62, and he is our post-initial radio obituary here on Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thanks, Chuck. Thanks for all the help. We need all we can get around here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The next radio obituary is for Diane DePrima, the American poet known for her association with the Beat Movement. She was an artist, prose writer, and teacher, writing nearly 4 dozen books. She edited the newspaper The Floating Bear way back in the day and was the co-founder of the New York Poets Theater and founder of Poets Press. On several occasions, she faced obscenity charges by the U.S. government due to her work with the New York Poets Theater and The Floating Bear, and in 1961 was arrested by the FBI for publishing 2 poems in The Floating Bear. Isn't that lovely? Diane DePrima just passed away at 86. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
In praise of Sun Ra, Saturn rules in the black colors of the rainbows. Sun Ra, your hawk's beak devouring the silence. Sun Ra, what is it, the sound? Is it the love songs of homosexual blue whales fucking in the great Pacific Ocean? Is it festive toadstools and emerald feathered niters of the priests of Tolok? Is it a fractal in the Pythagorean equation? Sun Ra, the tattooed masts of Polynesia swinging. The temple gongs has flotation blaring. The mantra of equilibrium, timbre of the expanding universe as defined by the wavy lines of old Father Time, excoriating. The black ooze of original matter conducting. A chaos of order instigating our mutual departure on the gold wings of a scarab, thereby undoing the samsaric spell cast upon us from the planet of karma.
The cleanup radio obituary is for Tomoko Kadioka, the composer, arranger, lyricist, and vocalist. She was best known for being the co-founder of the band Instant Citron in 1993 with the composer Goro Nagase. She was the vocalist of the group. She just passed away. I'm not totally sure what her age was. It's the cleanup radio obituary for Tomoko Kadioka, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you. the radio obituary. Oh, by the way, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and this is the radio obituary for Lou Paolo. He was a founding member of the Les Paul Trio, playing with Les Paul for over 28 years, starting back in 1963. He and Les began Fat Tuesdays, a now-defunct jazz club, and then he played at the Iridium for 14 years with Les Paul, where he also got to play with Keith Richards, Paul McCartney, Jeff Beck, Eddie Van Halen, and Slash. What a weird little list. Because you never knew who was going to show up. Lou Paolo just passed away at 86. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Now for the radio obituary for Billy Joe Shaver, the American Texas country music singer and songwriter, known for his debut album, Old Five and Dimers Like Me, from 1973, because it contained many songs noted for being performed by other artists, including David Allan Coe and Waylon Jennings. Billy Joe Shaver just passed away at 81. It's his radio obituary with chicken content right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
There's an old familiar hillside overlooking M House, Texas, where I left some childhood memories laying round. I can almost hear the singing, I can almost hear them praying at them old campground meetings, eating chicken on the ground. On the ground, with them hallelujahs ringing, everybody shouting, singing. And the smell of youth was all around. And I reckon in our own way all of us have done some paying for eating chicken and not listening to old Parson Brown. Parson Brown, with them hallelujahs ringing, everybody shouting, singing. Chicken on the ground, on the ground.
some old-time gospel preaching that I knelt beside the altar on the ground. I can still remember feeling all that happiness inside me when I called on the Lord and laid my burdens down. Laid them down with them high.
That's the day that I was born in that old sharecropper's one-room country shack. They say my mama left me the day before she had me. Said she hit the road and never once looked back. I just thought I'd mention my grandma's old age pension is the reason why I'm standing here today. I got all my country learning, milking and a-churning, picking cotton, raising cane and a-baling hay. Well, I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. I got a good Christian raising and an eighth grade education. Ain't no need y'all treating me this way. I don't guess I'll ever find another woman put together like you are. I like your wiggle in your walking and your big city talking and your brand new shiny Plymouth ragtop car. Well, it's hurry up and wait. In this world of give and take, it seems like haste, it makes the waste every time. I declare to my soul, when you hear those ages roll, you better know I'm gonna get my share of mine. Well, it's I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. I got a good Christian raising and an eighth grade education. Ain't no need for y'all to treat me this way. I said I've been to Georgia. I got a good Christian raising and an eighth grade education. Ain't no need y'all to treat me this way. I've been to Georgia on a fast train. Wasn't born on yesterday. I got a good Christian raising and an eighth grade education. Ain't no need y'all to treat me.
Adios, goodbye, amigos, I am leaving you today. Ain't nobody around this town that's gonna miss me anyway. This old money-making's taking all the time I have to play. Mama, hush your mouth, I'm headed south, way down Texas way. Way down Texas way, they play good music every night. And a dance hall rings with laughter till the early morning light. When them cowboys get through picking, there's not much that's left to say. But you can really have a good time, honey, way down Texas way. Fiddle. life is paved with good intentions, I am told. So I best be on my way now, or I may not ever go. Ain't no need to be a-begging me to stay just one more day. This old wild goose is cutting loose way down Texas way. Way down Texas way, they play fiddle music every night. And a dance hall rang with laughter till the early morning light. When them cowboys get through picking, there's not much that's left to say. You can really have a good time, sugar, way down Texas way. Way down Texas way.
It looks like the end. Oh, how I hate to see you go. Oh, bottom dollar, we've been the best of friends. I guess I counted on you 100 times or more. How those eagles fly high. Goodbye, bottom dollar. Goodbye. Give it to me, boy. About that, darling.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we're on to the radio obituary for Margie Bowes, the American country music singer popular in the late 1950s. She started recording in 1958 and had a number 10 country hit, Poor Old Heartsick Me, in 1959. She just passed away at 79. It's the radio obituary for Margie Bowes right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Do you remember how they warned you once before? They made it clear you weren't to see me anymore. Within your world of riches, for you're taking chances here with me. You must protect your reputation, don't you see? Within your social circle, I am not alone. So you must learn to love someone within your crowd. Someday you'll find someone deserving of your love, someone to kiss the lips that I'm not worthy of.
Now we have the radio obituary for Reggie Johnson, the American jazz double bassist. Born in Kentucky, he played trombone with school orchestras and then army bands. He switched to double bass and started working with musicians such as Bill Barron and Archie Shepp in the mid-1960s. He went on to play or record with many other people, including Bill Dixon, Sun Ra, Clark Terry, Art Pepper, Carmen McRae, you name it, the name's on the list. It's that big. Reggie Johnson just passed away at 80. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank with one of those songs. Because we haven't had one of those tonight yet. But now we do. On your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford. Thank you. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And now we have a radio obituary for Gerson King Combo. He was a pioneering singer of soul and funk in Brazil. He just passed away at 76. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. For the radio obituary for Max Merritt, the New Zealand-born singer, songwriter, and guitarist who was renowned as an interpreter of soul music and R&B. He led Max Merritt and the Meteors, with the best-known hit of theirs being Slippin' Away, which reached number 2 on the 1976 Australian Singles Charts. He also covered Hey Western Union Man, which reached number 13. He just passed away at 79. It's the radio obituary for Max Merritt right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Well, my ma said to me, your hair's too long. And don't start telling me a right from a wrong. Get a bustle of time with you, long clown. I
and get some weight off your curly brown. We'll get a haircut. I get one quick. You get a haircut. I make it slick. If I don't mean, I'm telling you, or you tan your hide till you're black and blue. So I went to the barber by the candy store. I got my turn about a 4:30. He didn't get through till the dead on 5. He made a dog a mess, but I'm still alive. I got a haircut. So did I what? I got a haircut. About took the lot. Well, the cats and chicks all often said, there goes that crazy dead. Yeah! When I'm on a date, 'cause my head stands out like a shiny blade. Well, it's Saturday night, I can't go to the house. Woo! Everybody laughs when I start to bump. Yeah, 'cause just the latest time, he's gonna let me alone a while. He left my head so much sinner. Now everybody calls me old Brenner.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what?
Well, that was weird.
But it's still the Weasel Radio Obituary. And I'm not re-recording that, because this is going to be a messy enough radio obituary as it is. It's been one that I have been sitting on for a couple of months, because I just didn't know what I wanted to do with it, and also didn't have everything I needed. This is a lot of information in between the weasel whistle and the beginning of the obit. But I think it's right. The Weasel Radio Obituary is for Lorenzo Milam, the guru of community radio. I'm going to start this radio obituary with the bio that he wrote for himself, as a note about the author from his grand work that is a formative book in my life, Sex and Broadcasting. A note about the author. Lorenzo W. Milam was born near Idaho Potato in a log cabin on the edge of tapioca state pudding. As a child, he was an imaginary playmate. The University of Pineapple is his alma papaya, and he graduated mango cum laude. Early in his career, he revolutionized the broadcasting business, but he is not to be blamed. The San Andreas is no one's fault. Once Lorenzo said to me, "Tom, who's going to chop your suey when I'm gone?" And it's true, no one has chopped my suey for a Juan Wonton. Signed, Tom Robbins. I only got to meet Lorenzo once. It wasn't very notable, I have to say. I think I was way too much of a fangirl to really deal with it well. But this book, which also is the basis of so many radio stations I've worked with in my career, starting with WAIF, he was definitely an inspiration for the station there. WAIF even gets a shout out in the reprinting of this book, which, if you've never seen it, I must recommend it to you, because it is a beautiful, beautiful book. But more than that, it is really, like I said, the formative text of my life. Let me read to you from the section on more than you'd ever want to know about building a radio station. Broadcasting as it exists now in the United States is a pitiful, unmitigated whore. At some stage in its history, there was a chance to turn it into a creative, artful, and caring medium. But then all the toads came along, realizing the power of radio and television to hawk their awful wares. The saga of broadcasting in America is littered with the bodies of those who wanted to do something significant and who were driven out, or more correctly, sold out by the pimps and thieves who now run the media. Broadcasting does not have to be so vile and boorish. The Canadians, best of all, have shown that it is possible to have a superb blending of commercial and non-commercial radio and television, and Canadian communications are alive and alert and funny and meaningful. Yes, this is a few decades ago. They do not have to bore people to death, as educational broadcasters in this country so obviously need to do, nor do they have to view the listener as some sort of dumb animal to be fed acres of pap solely for the purpose of prying money from him. The art of radio can be used for artistic means. The radio soul does not have to be made into a strumpet for soap and politicians. Lorenzo Milam just passed away at 86. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary just for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
WMFO in Medford Stereo.
Not Belinda back at you again with the pre-anti-penultimate radio obituary for Gordon Haskell. He was an English musician and songwriter, and pop, rock, and blues vocalist, guitarist, and bassist. He was a school friend of King Crimson guitarist Robert Fripp, and the two worked together in a mid-1960s teenage rock group. Haskell first gained recognition as bass player for the British band the Fleur de Lys, and subsequently spent a short period in King Crimson. When King Crimson parted company with original singer Greg Lake, Haskell was asked to be the bassist and vocalist in the transitional King Crimson lineup of 1970. He appeared on the album In the Wake of the Poseidon, although just on one song, and Lizard. However, Haskell's preference of Nat King Cole and Ray Charles songs led to frustration in Fripp's band.